All right, KFIZ News Time is 9:39 as Final Act Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Tuesday, 13th day of April of 2021. And as we roll on here this morning, we welcome in our good friend Pastor Craig Ellefson with Celebration Assembly here in Fond du Lac, and noted guest as well, always bringing a guest or two each month to tell us about some things happening in our church community in Fond du Lac. So let's welcome in Pastor Craig on the phone lines for another edition of Live with Abandon here on a Tuesday. Pastor Craig, good morning. How are you today?
Well, good. How about yourself?
We're doing well.
Good. I heard that. Isn't it? I don't know if you said anything. Isn't today like the anniversary of a big blizzard that came on through Wisconsin?
It might be.
That's what I heard this morning. Huh. I think April 13th it started, where we had a huge, forgot how many years ago, but it was an anniversary of a huge blizzard that we had around a foot of snow or something like that. So let's just say I'm glad that's not happening again.
That is true. I remember about 3 years ago now, we had that one storm. It was mid-April. I think that might be the one you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it was. And then up north, it was like, they had like 15 to 24 inches. And
yeah.
I think we had around like 5 to 8. But yeah, it was one for the record books, I think it was.
Yeah, it was something along those lines, and I will agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm glad that's not happening right now. I'll take 44 and Clark. It was good. It was a lot warmer, and
great.
It was good to see family after Easter got changed up because of COVID last year. Still had a little bit smaller gathering than normal, but still good to see family at least for a little bit last weekend.
Yeah, it was. We got to see family as well. It was great to have church, because last year with the shutdown, none of us were having in person church.
Right.
So it really was nice that it felt a little more normal.
Yeah, it certainly did. It certainly did.
And that was really good. Well, anyway, I am excited about today. I am Pastor Craig Ellefson, the pastor of Celebration Assembly. It is an honor to be speaking to the awesome community of Fond du Lac today. It's great to be back this month. Again, our goal of this show is to be a bridge, as we say every week, a bridge between us as churches to the community that we so love and serve, and let them know the great things that their local churches and ministries are doing, where they can support and be involved. Fond du Lac is very fortunate, as I say every month, to have a tight knit of pastors that come together every week to pray for each other, for our churches, and the people we serve in the greater Fond du Lac area, and we truly love our city. And one of those pastors that's with us on our kind of Wednesday group is here today, and we're really excited about that. He's going to talk to us about a ministry that happened. I'm not going to put him under the bus for missing last month, but that's another story. But anyway, we're going to have a good show here today. He is here today, and his name is Pastor Tim Carlton, and he is the pastor of Lighthouse Christian Church. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, Pastor Craig. How you doing?
Good. I think the reason why you really missed last week is because you didn't have your coffee last week, or last month.
I didn't have my coffee, but there was also prep work to be done for Farmers to Family.
That is
right?
True. That is true. And you do have your coffee today, so you are good to go.
I do. No, yeah. Yeah, there was. We'll blame it on the coffee.
Let's do that.
All right.
You know, some people play. I remember, I think in the 80s, they blamed it on the rain. But we'll blame it on the coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you want to talk to us. You and your church have been, for the past, I would say, past couple months. I know this started at Community Church. It's kind of been passed to Lighthouse. And it's called, I want to call it a ministry, Farmers to Families Food Drive. Some of our community probably knows about it, but I would assume maybe a lot don't. Tim, can you briefly explain what this food drive is about?
Yeah, so the Farmers to Families is a Department of Agricultural subsidy, basically, to help families during the pandemic. And really, it's continued on to provide food to those in need, and to be able to share with others. Each box is about 30 pounds, and it has a various selection of different types of food in the box. There's a gallon of milk and some potatoes and some onions and hot dogs and cheese. It's a good thing it has cheese in there, because, we're from Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Big block of cheese in there, and And really, the goal has been to provide families the opportunity to have that food to help. And it's been the case over and over that we've had that testimony of people saying, hey, this is a great great blessing to our family, or we've been able to share it with others. So really, it's an opportunity to come get free food for yourself and for a neighbor or a couple of neighbors. And, it's been awesome to be a part of.
Yeah, that's great. No, that is great. So when, give us the, and maybe, I don't think you did, but yeah, give us the details, like when is it, where, I know we kind of said where is it, you know, give your exact location. Some people might say, you know, that's great, that's awesome. I'd like to know what the cost is. I mean, they don't, give us some of those, that 411 there.
Yeah, so that is a good question, because we've definitely had those people. It's free, free food. And it is at Lighthouse Christian Church, 401 South National Avenue in Fond du Lac here. And so just so people know, tonight is a night that we are going to have Farmers to Families. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. And it's out in the parking lot. And you'll come and you could grab one or two boxes. And so there'll be people directing you there on coming to get the box. And generally, we just ask that they pop the trunk. Now, we know not everybody's trunk works. My daughter's vehicle, the trunk works half the time. So might need to put it into the door there. Yeah, but it's out in the Lighthouse parking lot from 5 to 7. Now, normally we have two trailers that come full of food, but this week we only have one. And so generally we have felt that they will go tonight. If they don't, we'll continue on tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Just for a heads up, next week we will have our typical two trailer set up. And so next Tuesday as well, we'll have the Farmers to Families from 5 to 7 and Wednesday 10 to noon. And then the following Tuesday, which would be, I believe, it's the 27th, yes, we will have one trailer again. So this today and the next 2 weeks, we will have it. And then currently, I don't know what May looks like yet, but we'll let people know as we get information.
Now, you said, okay, so Tuesday, so if you're not there Tuesday, well, I guess what I'm trying to say is this is first come, first serve, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. And also, too, someone out there might be saying, well, it's great, it's free. What are the requirements? Do I need to bring a pay stub? Do I need to fill out paperwork? Do I need a certain income bracket? What about that?
Yeah, so the answer to all of those is no. Just come. And what we encourage families to do, yeah, there's no identification needed.
Oh.
There's no prerequisites other than to come and get a box of food. And what we've seen, and this is what I love that I've seen in the program, is to empower people. So it's not just that people have gotten boxes of food for themselves. And this is what I've appreciated about our community,
mm-hmm.
is people have come and said, hey, I have a neighbor, or there's a lady across the street. Can I get a box for her?
That's good.
And that has been so cool to do in the fact that we recognize that this has been a gift. And for Lighthouse, it's been an awesome part to be able to be a part of what's going on in the community, and how not only are we able to help be a part of this distribution, but then to watch people consider others in distribution as well.
That's great. And for those who are still, you know, concerned and about, you know, COVID-19 and everything, this is pretty much, I mean, they don't have to get out of the car. Then this is pretty much content list, right?
Yeah. They don't even have to roll down their window if they don't want to. They could just put up a sign, one or two boxes. But generally, people do just crack their window, and we say, how many boxes would you like? And then if you could pop open the trunk. And again, sometimes people will say, well, hey, can you just put it in the side, in the back seat here? and we're able to do that as well.
Good.
So, yeah, not a lot of contact for those people, and we want to be sensitive to that, too. And
is there only one, again, I'm just thinking at people, is there only one, I mean, is it a pretty easy, where would the entrance be to your church, and is it just a very easy to follow the line kind of a thing?
Yeah, so we have workers out there that are by the road, so we're on National Avenue, that's the entrance that you get to. And then, you would come into the drive, and they'll direct you which way to go. And generally, it's split up into two lines, one that hugs the church a little closer and then one that's out in the parking lot. In the event of rain, we still would have two lines, but that they would be closer to the church so we don't get the boxes wet or their food.
That is right.
So, there are people there that would love to direct you to the place where you could get this free box. And I think to date, we're well into the hundreds of thousands of pounds of food given away, and it has been awesome. I think we're well over 10,000 boxes distributed as well.
And the line goes pretty fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And there's right at the beginning. So what we're encouraging people to do is, so we have times 5 to 7 on Tuesdays and 10 to noon on Wednesdays. And sometimes people come a little bit too early, and then there's kind of this traffic jam.
Yeah, because you're not ready yet.
That gets up. Yeah. So the ideal time is to come probably half an hour after it begins. And I realize time constraints, people come when they need to,
yep.
But that's probably the best time to allow that heavy traffic to go through.
Okay.
And then...
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Now, another thing, too, quickly, before I let you go, is there might be people out there like, yeah, you know, I've grabbed one for the various times. I mean, to tell you the truth, there is, almost in every box, there is a variety, correct? It's not the exact same thing every week.
It's not the exact same thing. Now, we've seen the replication of things come as weeks go by, but for the most part, they swap out the meats. So So generally, there's always yogurt in there. There's always milk in there. There's cheese in there. A bag of apples generally is in there.
Yep.
The potatoes, the onions, a package of hot dogs. And the variant often is the type of yogurt or the type of meat. So I know that they've had chicken meatballs. Last time it was a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Rotisserie barbecue chicken and, excuse me. So there's some variety that comes in. We don't always know what is in there until we get it.
Well, great. Excellent. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, before I let you go, Tim, you are the pastor of Lighthouse Christian Church. If anyone is interested, I mean, not only the Farmers to Families, but also saying, you know what, you know, COVID is kind of there. I'm ready to get back to church. Give us your church information.
Yeah, so our church, we meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30. We just have one service. Kind of make it easy, the one-stop shop, but we do have children's ministry during service, and then throughout the week on Wednesday nights, we have kids club and youth group. So those are what takes place on a Sunday morning. We do, again, have kids nursery, preschool, and then through elementary school. That runs currently during the service.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Tim. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. God bless you. One other thing quickly before I let everyone go is that we are having, our community is coming together as we, I don't think last we were able to with COVID, but we're going back to National Day of Prayer, which is a national recognized day where the whole nation comes together and we pray for our nation and our government. We are going to be doing an activity. The community will be doing an activity that day, and that will be May 6th. It's always the first Thursday of the month. So it will be Thursday, May 6th. That is the National Day of Prayer. We'll be meeting at 6 p.m. a lot of us pastors are putting this together, that Wednesday crew that we talk about, that praise together. We also do community events together. We're going to be meeting at 6 p.m. at Veterans Park. That's right downtown. I think we all know where that is, that little park right downtown. It starts at 6 o'clock. We're going to start with some singing. And we're going to respect everyone's time. So really, it's only from 6 to 7. It's just a 1 hour of your time in the evening of that National Day of Prayer. We're going to start with singing. We're going to read some scriptures. We're going to pray for our nation in different areas. We're going to divide into small groups. Then we'll end praying and singing together. And then everything should wrap up by 6:50 to 7. And so we would love to see you there. Bring the family. You just would bring your own chairs, of course, if you want to sit down. There's no chairs provided. So let's come together. I'm going to be honest. If there ever wasn't time, we need to pray for the events that are going on in our state, in our nation, in our world. I think now more than ever, we truly need that. And so we hope to see you there. And as for me, again, I'm Pastor Craig Ellefson from Celebration Assembly. Again, if you can, today at 5 o'clock, and then tomorrow at 10 is Farmers to Family. So we hope to see you out there. Again, first come, first serve. No income requirement. They are at 401 South National Avenue. You come with a smile and you leave with food, as they always say. Well, actually, I made that up. But anyway, I am Pastor Craig of Celebration Assembly. We meet every Sunday here at 10:30, and we are at 825 Fond du Lac Avenue. We do have a Hispanic congregation as well that meets during that same time for those who speak Spanish. And that meets again at that same time. Check us out anytime at celebrationassembly.org. Like us on the Facebooks, and you can watch our messages as well on YouTube. All you have to do is look up Celebration Assembly Fond du Lac, and you'll find that out. So we do thank you for Tim Carlton for being here, and we do encourage you all this Sunday, if you don't have a home church, to please come out to Lighthouse or to Celebration or any of our fine communities. We'd love to have you there. So thank you, Tim, and thank you, Spencer.
Yep, thank you, Pastor Craig. Appreciate it as always. That's our Live with Abandon segment here for the month of April. Lots of good info as always. We appreciate Pastor Tim and Pastor Craig for their time here this morning on KFIZ. It is 9:56.